I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Some voters in Georgia are getting a chance to test out new voting machines ahead of the presidential primary next March. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from Perry.
Past the midway games, Ferris wheel, and myriad fried concoctions at the Georgia National Fair, several student ambassadors are demonstrating the new touchscreen ballot marking devices. One of them is 15-year-old Camilla Negron from Savannah.
A lot of people from all over Georgia come here to experience the fair, and I feel like it's just such a good time to show them how these machines work.
Only a handful of counties will test the devices in elections this fall before the official rollout, so the Secretary of State's office is taking them around Georgia for hands-on demonstrations. Meanwhile, a lawsuit challenging the machines remains in federal court. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Perry.
Oprah Winfrey making another large donation to Morehouse College. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
Morehouse College is set to receive a $13 million gift from the television icon as part of the 30th anniversary of the Oprah Winfrey Scholars Program. The scholarship fund, which began in 1989, has now received $25 million total, helping more than 600 students pay for college. Winfrey spoke to Morehouse students during her visit on Monday.
I'm proud of everybody in attendance at this school who is seeking to know more clearly who you are, the value you hold, and how you will share that value with the rest of the world.
This most recent donation comes just months after billionaire Robert Smith promised to pay off all the student debt of the school's graduating class of 2019. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
One of Georgia's public colleges is working on a proposal to add degrees in sustainability. Georgia Southern University already has a Center for Sustainability that works to raise environmental awareness at the school's campuses in Statesboro and Savannah. Faculty are now planning courses for undergraduate and potentially graduate degrees in sustainability that would be finalized next year. New degree offerings must first be approved by the Board of Regents, which governs Georgia's public universities. And the funeral services for opera star and Augusta native Jesse Norman are set for this Saturday at 1 p.m. in her hometown. Norman died last week at the age of 74. She was a trailblazing performer and one of the rare black singers to attain worldwide stardom in the world of opera. The funeral will be held at the Bell Auditorium and feature tributes from fellow Augusta natives actor Lawrence Fishburne and musician Wycliffe Gordon, as well as civil rights leader Vernon Jordan and Tony Award winner Audra McDonald. A street in downtown Augusta will be renamed Jesse Norman Boulevard during a 4 p.m. ceremony on Friday. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves fell to the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 4 of the National League Division Series last night, the final score 5-4. Braves manager Brian Snitker says the team didn't capitalize on several key opportunities.
You know, we had the deck stacked, I thought, pretty good in our favor more than once today, and we just couldn't get a hit. And it's like all those guys have carried us all year, and they did a good job of pitching to them.
The Braves and Cardinals will play a decisive Game 5 on Wednesday in Atlanta. The winner will advance to the National League Championship Series. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.